I went to UC Santa Cruz a long time ago for 2 years. I went there mid-'80s.
Did you ever road trip up here?
No, actually, I didn't. The only times I've been in your neck of the woods are from touring, you know, just coming through on tour. So, but I love it up there. It's beautiful.
It really is, and we're excited to have you back. I want to ask you about the new record, but when I was thinking back about the genesis of the Wood Brothers, for people who don't know, you're in a band with your brother. You lived sort of separate musical careers. Wasn't your first recording session with your brother on a vacation in a cabin?
Yeah, actually, that's true. We, you know, like you said, we had been working and traveling with different bands for years and had really grown apart. We lived in different parts of the country, and we had grown apart musically, and as brothers, we grew apart. We just weren't very close. So the thing that kind of got us back together and reunited us as brothers was the music. We started making an effort to play music together, since that's what we had been doing separately for so long, and we'd sort of developed our grown-up personalities and musical personalities as well. So it was really fun to get together and on family functions or whenever we got a chance. And yeah, that's when we started to write little songs together and practice together and play together again, which we hadn't done since we were teenagers. After years of being separate is when we got together and played. We were just like, wow, this is so easy and fun, and there's something intangible and slightly psychic about it, about the way we were able to play together. And so it, you know, we immediately saw and appreciated the value of that. And best of all, it just was something we had in common that we could share and connect.
So the new record came out on the 2nd. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
You've recorded in all kinds of studios. You like that? There's giant studios, the place that David Bowie used to sneak out to in upstate New York. What's that place called?
It was called Allaire.
Allaire, right. And then for the new record, which is self-produced, I read that you had four different people sort of putting the sound into the machines, as it were?
Yeah, well, we decided to work in a completely different way rather than compiling. So we would just record one or two songs at a time, and we would not choose a fancy studio. We would choose a more humble studio, but with engineers that we really liked. And it just felt much more relaxed. It was okay for us to experiment and redo things. And I feel like then, you know, in the end, we did have four different people who mixed the songs, who mixed the album. So each song, each little group of songs has its own personality, and I think that was the other idea, that we didn't want something that was too homogenous. We wanted it to be have some variety to it and have some quirk.
My favorite song on the new record, and it hit me immediately. I knew within 10 seconds, I was like, oh, well, this is going to be on repeat, and that's Happiness Jones.
Ah.
Can you explain what the song is about for us?
It's a song that honors the importance of unhappiness.
All of my wisdom came from all the toughest days. I never learned a thing being happy.
It's something we forget about, but most of our major personal transformations into better places and growth come out of unhappy periods in our lives. You know, times when we're just not satisfied, or we hit the bottom and there's no else to go but up. And so those unhappy periods really serve a purpose, and that's how we grow. And we all have a Jones, like an addiction to happiness. You know, we just think we're all supposed to be happy, and that's the perfect state to be in. You can stagnate in happiness. It's strange, but you need an ebb and flow.
You talk about stagnation, and you said the word dissatisfaction. And I don't know if it's 2018, but it seemed like just on a national level, dissatisfaction is a through line that we see with the systems that are not serving us. And I can't help but hear some of those themes in the new record. Am I projecting on the record, or are they actually in there?
I think they are in there. And I will say, you know, most of these songs, and most of all of our songs, are about personal experience. You write based on what's happening to you personally, and that's a conscious decision. But then subconsciously, we're all picking up everything that's going on in the world, whether it's natural disasters or shootings or horrible politics or whatever it is. You know, all those things affect us, and they seep into our subconscious. So So absolutely, I think that some of these songs are ambiguous in that they could be about personal relationships and issues, as well as world issues and national issues and things that we hear about on the news every day.
We're talking with Oliver Wood of the Wood Brothers. They play here at Humboldt State on Tuesday, tomorrow. The self-production of your new record, basically, I can't tell, and every artist seems to have a different idea of what self-production is. Some people say, oh, it's really liberating because you don't have some producer saying, oh, you know, repeat the chorus a few more times or put a solo here. And then other people say self-production is really hard because then you become the person who has to self-edit. And
yeah.
I was wondering about your self-production exercises here.
Yeah, it's very, very challenging, and we've learned a lot about it just by doing it, and then we've made plenty of mistakes. And this is the second album we've self-produced. It's easier said than done, but as a team, there's three of us, and we can do it quite effectively now just because we've had practice and we've gotten good at trusting each other's judgment. And yeah, it's hard to be your own editor, and it's hard to let go and let somebody else help make decisions with you. But I think we've gotten to where we appreciate it and we enjoy it. It ends up that we've always been happy with our decisions.
Yeah, it seems like being your own boss comes with a lot of pros and a lot of cons.
Yes. It does.
What are you listening to these days? Like, what was something that you really liked?
Yeah, there's always old stuff and new stuff. I've gotten really into just putting on vinyl lately and listening to Little Feat records and Ray Charles records. But lately, some new stuff. I really like Valerie June, who we're doing a show with soon, and Langhorne Slim, Tedeschi Trucks. We're huge fans of Tedeschi Trucks, and we've done a lot of work together with them. They're very inspiring and help keep us motivated.
Didn't you play with Derek Trucks when he was like 14?
I did. I was playing with a guy named Tinsley Ellis, who is another mentor of mine out of Atlanta, and he gave me my first road gig, and that's when I met Derek and got to play with him. And I've known both Derek and Susan since they were teenagers, so we go way back.
Is it weird, like, Tinsley, like, okay, Oliver Wood, I'd like you to meet the new band member. Now he's in middle school, or he's like in high school. Like, was that a moment where you had to go, really? Am I going to play with a 14-year-old?
I mean, I knew who he was, and I was already a big fan. And he's, you know, Derek has always been a virtuoso since I've known him, but also a really humble and sweet artist. And, you know, he's an old soul. I never felt like, oh, this young whippersnapper. He's just a great guy.
Well, we look forward to having you in Humboldt County on Tuesday. Oliver Wood, thank you so much for the time. Have a great day.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you. We'll see you all soon.